שמע בני בני מוזר אביך.
Welcome to the Musa Stories podcast, delivering short compelling stories designed for children to discuss with their parents and for parents to discuss with their children.
שמע בני בני מוזר אביך.
Hello children, it's Rabbi Edelman. Today, we will learn about damaging property. In the end of Parshas Emor, Hashem says, "Umaka nefesh behema yishalemena." If you kill someone's animal, you must pay for it. It's just an example. Really, anything that you kill, mazik, ruin, or damage, you must pay the owner whatever the value was. So let's say you are a big, super rich man like Mr. Gelt. Are you allowed to go around breaking people's stuff and then just pay for the full value right away because you have so much money? No. But where in the Torah does it say, don't mazik in the first place? Can you think of a pasuk that says, don't mazik? I'll give you a couple seconds to think. Okay, did you guess? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's the pasuk, lo sigzol, in Parshas Kedoshim. When the Torah says, don't steal, it means, don't make someone lose property. And that includes damaging as well. According to the Yad Ramah, it's the pasuk ve'ohavta l'reacha kamoicha. Love your fellow yid like you love yourself. That includes don't damage him. You don't want to be damaged. And the Stipe Lagoin said it's from the pasuk hashavas aveda. What's the mitzvah of hashavas aveda? When you see someone's property going lost, save it. Rescue it. Bring it back to its owner. So obviously, you're not allowed to take away his property or break his property. So kids, it's an avera to damage property. Have you ever wanted to write something on a school desk? That's damaging property. You're making it less valuable. Let's say one day the principal wants to get brand new desks for the school, and he will sell the old desks to a company that buys used furniture. The used furniture company will pay more for the old desks if they are in good condition, so you must keep the property in good condition. I once had a student who took a key and sawed his desktop in half. Every day he quietly sawed a little more. I didn't see that it was happening until it was too late. By the end of the year, there was a long crack in his desktop. Needless to say, the desk was ruined. Kids, that's an avera. Even a small hezek of less than a shavapruta is an avera. Have you ever heard of Rav Yisrael Salanter? He started the Musar movement back in the 1800s. Rabbi Yisrael was the Gadol Hador and showed people how careful we must be about robbing even the smallest amount. For example, Rabbi Yisrael wandered a lot from city to city, so one time he arrived on a cold winter day at an inn together with another Chasheva Rav. The Rav opened the front door and waited with respect for Rabbi Yisrael to enter first. Rabbi Yisrael quickly closed the door and explained to the Rav, "Here we have a doubt as to who should honor whom. But leaving the door open, that lets out the heat from the house. And that's definitely robbery. The innkeeper is being robbed of his heat. Honoring a Talmid Chacham definitely does not push away the avera of robbery." That's the story of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And a similar story is told about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's Talmud, Rav Simcha Zissel Ziv, otherwise known as the Altar of Kelm. The altar was once passing through the market with Rav Tzvi Hirsch Broidy. The altar noticed a Jew taking some hay from a non-Jew's wagon. After that, the altar was sad and went around the rest of the day with a long face. That evening, Rav Tzvi Hirsch finally asked the altar, "What was the matter?" The altar appeared surprised at the question. "How can a person be at peace," he said, "when he sees so much sin in the world?" That's the story where the altar of Kelm, Rav Simcha Zissel, considered it robbery, a sin, an avera, when a Jew took just a few sticks of hay from a whole large wagon load that belonged to a goy. Yes, children, even stealing from a non-Jew is robbery. Now I will tell you one last story that happened in Tel's Yeshiva in Cleveland back in the 1950s. The Second World War was over, and people who knew the old town of Tel's back in Europe came to visit the new yeshiva of Telz in Cleveland, Ohio. An old Rav and Talmud Chacham was a guest at the yeshiva for Yom Kippur. The Rosh Yeshiva of Telz asked this visiting Rav to say a drasha on Yom Kippur. Wow, what an honor! The holiest day of the year. And at the holiest time, this Rav gave the drasha right before the yeshiva davened Ne'ilah. The audience wasn't expecting such a short drasha, but they remembered it for the rest of their lives. And this is what the Rav said in Yiddish, and I'll translate it. The Rav said in front of the entire yeshiva, over there by the bima, by the washing stations, there are paper towel dispensers, I noticed. If you take two paper towels, and you need only one paper towel to dry your hands, it's gezel. You're stealing from the yeshiva. That's it. That's all the Rav said. And with that, they went on to daven Ne'ilah. So kids, let's listen to the Torah HaKadosha. Umake nefesh behema yishalemena. Don't mazik. And if you by mistake or by accident do mazik, you do a damage, make sure to pay. For more stories, visit our website, MusarStories.com. Ve'yalti doish toirash, toirash zimechon.